Okay, so we're just going to relax and breathe. Just settle back and find that sweet space of peace. As we breathe deeply and slowly into our heart space, we give our bodies permission to relax. We give our minds permission to quiet down. And we give our hearts permission to open to possibilities. Just breathing slowly and deeply, settling into this quiet moment right now, mindful of our breath, present in our bodies, relaxing into well-being, and open to receive, allowing the wisdom and the clarity of Abraham to inspire us to clearer and more powerful streams of consciousness to connect us with the very best of thought and life and manifestation. And so I just have been inspired yesterday and today by the daily quotes coming out of Abraham. So we're going to start with today's daily quote, which is from 1:11:14. So it's 1:11:14, four fours. And Abraham in Orlando said, "Momentum really is the most important aspect of deliberate creation that you could consciously contemplate. Because what momentum says is, once you get going in that direction, it's more likely you will continue in that direction." So building momentum on purpose, going in a direction that we want to go, focusing our attention, changes our point of attraction. And when we're feeling good, it changes our momentum in a way that is in harmony with our inner being. And I don't have any quotes yet from yesterday's workshop, but it was focused on focusing and setting our priority as focusing on alignment, seeing through source eyes, moving up the emotional scale, and allowing ourselves to connect with our inner being, who is ever in our vortex, tending to everything that we want. Such a powerful message. And so yesterday's quote on the Abraham quote list from Sacramento, California on March 15th, 2003 was exactly about that. It was about prioritizing feeling good. And so that's where we're going to kick off our momentum here for this time. We're going to focus on what feels good. And this is where Abraham started. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. What a great place to start. Make the choice to be happy. Set your priority to being happy. I just love that that's where they started. And then they talked about how to do that. They said, "I'm going to skip." Skipping. Skipping is adorable. I see kids skipping at the park and it always makes me smile. I am imagining skipping in this moment. Skipping is fun. I'm going to be glad. I'm going to smile a lot. That's easy. I'm going to be easy. I'm going to count my blessings. I'm going to look for reasons to feel good. I'm going to dig up positive things from the past. I'm going to look for positive things where I stand. I'm going to look for positive things in the future. It's my natural state to be a happy person. It's natural for me to love and to laugh. This is what is most natural for me. I am a happy person. That's the end of Abraham's quote. So we're going to take it line by line. I am going to be happy. Think about choosing to be happy. In a quiet moment when there's nothing going on, just choosing to be happy. Allowing yourself to feel for happy. What does happy feel like to you? Happy feels like smiles and giggles and laughter. Happy feels like fun. I just sent an Amazon gift card to my brother for his birthday with a balloon animal on it. And when we were kids, we had an uncle that used to blow up balloons and make balloon animals for us. I don't know if he'll remember, but it made me feel happy. I was able to connect with that exuberance of a young person who had an uncle who made a balloon animal, and it was just fun. I'm going to be happy. What does it feel like to you to be happy? Then Abraham said, I'm going to skip. I have memories of skipping as a child with my jump rope, skipping up the street as I jumped over the rope and just entertaining myself with skipping and jumping and carrying on. Today, if I think about skipping, I might think about skipping over this paragraph that doesn't feel good to read, or skipping over a message that comes into email that feels irrelevant. I could skip a thought that didn't feel good. I'm going to skip that one. That doesn't feel so good. I'm going to skip over to one that feels good. And when I studied ham radio when I was a kid, they talked about skipping across the atmosphere. Radio signals can skip so that a signal in Colorado could, in some conditions, make it to Japan. And that reminds me that consciousness is one. The consciousness of humanity is one. And so if we offer a happy thought in a happy life, it can skip around the world to uplift people who are having a happy thought in a happy life. And we can join that energy of happiness and raise the consciousness of humanity. So those are my musings on skipping in this moment. What does it mean to you if you were to happily skip? The next sentence is, I'm going to be glad. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to look out and see the sunshine today. But really, glad reminds me of Pollyanna and her glad game. And the example in the movie of Pollyanna's dad teaching her to play the glad game was when she received a package and she hoped for a doll and she received crutches and she was so disappointed. And her father said, you could be glad that you don't need them. And then I guess you could be glad that you can donate them to someone who does need them. And we can be glad that we know about deliberate creation and that we can focus again on a doll and manifest a doll into our lives. So if you thought about what you were going to be glad about, I'm glad I'm glad that. What are you glad about? Abraham's next suggestion is, I'm going to smile a lot. I enjoy Zoom because it gives me the opportunity to smile at myself. And when I look in the mirror in the morning and at night, I smile. That wasn't always true in my life, but I do love myself now, and I smile at my face easily. And so it's a good thing to smile. And I do smile a lot. I smile at passing strangers. I smile at people in the grocery store that are helping me. I smile at the wait person in the restaurant. I smile at my friends. I smile because it feels good to smile. So take a moment and think about smiling. What makes you smile? When do you smile? How good does it feel to you to smile? Abraham's next line is, I'm going to be easy. Beloved often said to me, you're easy. I remember when I was young, that was not a compliment. But I'm grateful that Abraham made you're easy a compliment. And it reminds me of the line from the song, I get a peaceful, easy feeling. Or Abraham's giving us easy buttons to hit to say, that was easy. I paid that bill, that was easy. I washed those dishes, that was easy. I made my bed, that was easy. I slept well last night, that was easy. So think about what it means to you if you say, I'm going to be easy. Abraham's next suggestion is, I'm going to count my blessings. So take a deep breath and think about our blessings. I think about my friends and my family and my home and my car, the food in my refrigerator and the health of my body and the acuity of my senses. So many blessings to count. So take a moment to just count some blessings. Abraham's next suggestion is, I'm going to look for reasons to feel good. And we've already gone through six other reasons to feel good. So what could you feel good about right now? been doing this for a while, and so we have some of that useful momentum going. And so the next thing is, Abraham suggests, I'm going to look for positive things from the past. I'm going to dig up positive things from the past. And as I went through the others, I've already dug up some positive things from my past. So see if in this place of momentum, some positive things from the past jump out at you. The next two suggestions are to look for positive things in the present and the future. So we'll take just a short time to think about something positive now and something positive soon. Abraham's conclusion talks about how natural it is for us to be happy. It's my natural state to be a happy person. It's natural for me to love and to laugh. This is what's most natural for me. I am a happy person. So take a moment just to contemplate how natural it is to let yourself smile and laugh and be joyful. It's natural for us to love and to laugh and to be uplifted and to connect with our inner beings. This is what's most natural. Allowing ourselves to flow with the happy natural that is the truth of who we are. And so let's just take a moment to stretch and to feel that relaxation that we've been in and how good it is to naturally feel happy and glad and look for positive things. It is good, and so it is.